Family in Ballyfermot had their house firebombed in the early hours of the morning this day last week. Breda and Pat Kern, along with their son Luke, were sleeping in the family home at Landon Road when a petrol bomb was thrown through the window, engulfing the living room in flames. They were taken to hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries, but their family dog was burned to death in the blaze. Gardaí believe it was a case of mistaken identity and the wrong house was attacked. Our reporter Joe Caulfield spoke to the family yesterday about this harrowing ordeal.
The walls are gone, the ceiling is gone, the joists are all burnt, they're like a crisp charcoal, it's black.
Standing in the burnt-out ruins of what was once their family home, Breda and Pat Kern explain what they can remember of the firebombing that destroyed the house they love so much.
Well, we went to bed early. Went to bed at about 10, half 10. Pat doesn't sleep great, so he came down and he was on the sofa asleep. So at about 20 past 2, I heard Pat screaming. And I heard a big crashing sound. And then I heard Luke screaming, running down the stairs, saying, "Me da, me da." And then I jumped up and I ran down the stairs. And as I was coming down the stairs, I could feel the heat coming up the stairs. And it wasn't a normal heat. I knew. I says, "Oh, Jesus," I said, "help us, there's a fire." So we went to run into the sitting room. And as we were coming into the sitting room, Pat was running out. So we ran out and I know it was in the garden. When I looked at the window from the outside, there was a hole in it. And I thought to myself, "Oh God, Pat must have broken, or maybe it broke with the fire." But then I realised that I have a garden tap outside with a hose on it. I normally water the plants. I got the garden tap and I tried to come back into the sitting room, and Luke was helping me to try and get our dog, because I knew our dog was in the sitting room and I know he hadn't came out. So we were calling his name, but the heat wouldn't let us back in, and I couldn't understand. When I went in as far as just the hallway to the sitting room door, the fire was everywhere, and I was looking and I was saying to myself, "Where's this fire starting?" Because I really thought, like, did it start with a lamp? But it was just the whole place was up in flames. So I knew myself, I said, we can't go in there, we'll die. And we tried to call the dog, but it was too late. And then we just heard him whimpering. And we didn't hear anything else after that then. Everything just went silent, except for the fire. So we were just out on the road. I was just watching the house going on fire.
And I woke up to the sound of breaking glass. And all of a sudden there was a big run of fire right in front of me. And it was like waking up in hell. That's all I can say. It was like a touch of hell, because the heat. I had a blanket on me and I threw it on the fire and I tried to stand it out, and I don't know how I didn't go on fire. And all I done was I started screaming, "Breathing, breathing, breathing." The thought came into my head, "What did I do?" I thought I was at the falling asleep. I was at the, did I do something that to cause this? In all my years, this is evil that came to our house the other night.
How does that make you feel now that you have had to leave your house? What sort of emotional and psychological impact is that going to have on you and your family?
Well, first of all, I'm kind of from the old stock. I had no mortgage, so I didn't have the house insured, and that's my own fault. You know, I would have felt a little bit more secure if I'd had the insurance. But I thought, you know what, to be honest, I don't even know if I can come back here. I don't know whether I'd feel safe here, you know, that kind of way. I just feel totally different now. I loved me home. I do shift work and I'd come in the morning, I'd clean up, have a shower, feed the dog. Like, we don't drink, we don't smoke. What we do is watch Netflix or something like that in the evening time. And I just left thinking now, you know, what was all that for? Like, look at it now, it's gone.
The one piece of solace they do have, however, is the support of their community in their time of need.
It's dreadful. But I have to say, the neighbours are so good. Like, we were here yesterday clearing out stuff and the neighbours came over. They were saying, "Look, we're really sorry. This is horrible. This shouldn't be happening." You know, they were very generous. They even gave us money in envelopes. And I felt awkward because I don't, like, I'm so independent. Like, I don't know what to be saying.
Strangers on the street come up to us offering help. I have to say, you know, the community spirit in Ballyfermot, you know, it's never talked about, but the respect, compassion, goodwill that are coming from this community in Ballyfermot. It's something to be admired and it keeps me going.
Pat and Breida Curran telling their story there to Joe Caulfield.